We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien, who also, every week now, we're doing our little three and out about the three premier football teams, college football teams, located in Minnesota. Start with the Gophers, who won, but they were supposed to win. They're playing an inferior team, so there's no shock there that they beat. Which way on a compass was it? Eastern Michigan?
I think it was Eastern Michigan. Yeah, I think they're known more for being a hockey school, but regardless, a win is a win, right? You know, when you're playing in the Big Ten like the Gophers do, and you've got, you know, some of those the perennial playoff contender teams, you got to schedule cream puffs for your exhibition games, or not really cream puffs, but winnable games. And, you know, I guess the difference between PJ Fleck and the Brewster era is with the Brewster era, they would lose some of these winnable games.
Yes.
And now they do win them. So I guess that's progress. So it was a expected win, but a win is a win.
That's one way to look at it. Now let's go over to the Johnnies, the best D3 team. They wound up losing to Whitewater, which has been they've won national titles, and it's too bad because they came off that big win over Trinity, mm-hmm. and then wound up losing. Although I must say, the rugby team crushed playing Scholastica. So they scored 65 points and rolled, and my son's on the team. That's why I bring it up.
Well, and you know, Bob, the Johnnies have a different strategy. So the Johnnies play in the MIAC, right? And the MIAC isn't good other than the Johnnies and Bethel. Those teams are pretty bad. So it basically comes down to the St. John's Bethel game for who wins that conference. And so they have an opportunity with these exhibition games to face teams that they might see later in the playoffs. And they've been doing that. They played Trinity. They've now played Whitewater. They hung with them for a while, but then Whitewater just, you know, outlasted them. And it ended up being, you know, both like 56 to 28, I think, was the final score. However, at the same time, Bethel lost to number 3 Wartburg. So there's the Bethel Royals and the St. John's Johnnies have the same record. They've still have one. They're 1-1. So, which sets up for, again, when they play each other, whoever wins, it'll likely be for the conference champion. Exactly.
You know, so it's also kudos to Bethel for, you know, scheduling these perennial good teams in the D3. They're not looking for the cupcakes. They're not looking to play Scholastica, which, you know,
I think their strategy is probably the same as St. John's. We know that when we play the Johnnies, that's the championship. Let's schedule some playoff teams and see how we stack up. We might see them again later.
You're absolutely right. And let me finish the rugby thing, because they big win for them, and my son scored. They call it a try, not a touchdown.
Okay.
So he's a defensive player, so it's a big deal to score from the from that side of the field. Anyway, and then there was the Tommies, the other D1 school, but they ran into a buzzsaw known as South Dakota.
Yep, and again, we look at your overall strategy of why you schedule these games. So St. Thomas is in their third year of D1. They can't go to the playoffs for another through the first 5 years that they're D1. And they're in a non-scholarship Division I conference right now in the Pioneer League. So what they're doing is every year they schedule one game against a team from a scholarship division. They played Utah last year, University of Northern Iowa the first year. Now they're playing South Dakota out of the Missouri Valley Conference, which I believe once they're ready, that the place they're going to want to end up is the Missouri Valley Conference. And what they found out is they aren't ready. It's year three. They're not ready to move over to that level yet, you know. So they are where they are right now. They continue to build a program. Granted, they had their backup quarterback in. They hung with them for about a half, and then towards about the fourth quarter, it got out of hand. Defense played well in the first half, and then they just wore out. So it's a good learning experience. You know, for every team all three of our teams had a different reason for why they picked their opponent in exhibition this weekend.
That's interesting. You know? Yep. Now, you picked a trip to Iowa with your show dogs, and your dogs have gotten into dock jumping, and your dog had another personal best, right?
Yep. Poppy was invited to the regionals for the North America Diving Dogs. We went to the North Central Regional in Amana, Iowa. Really fun event. It was at the Amana RV Park, and the event was right there, so you could pull your RV in, and there was a Mardi Gras theme to it for all the regionals. So we had to deck out the the art. We had a decorating contest for your vehicle and stuff, and we were right up front, so we got to see all the action. But yeah, she did well. She did a new personal best of 21 feet 6 inches. So considering that we started this season, she was even hesitant to even jump off the dock and needed encouragement sometimes. To have her go where she is now, where she's been, you know, consistently jumping well, so was a lot of fun.
What did she jump the first time she did it early on? Was she in the 12s or 15?
No, she was like, if I recall right, she was like 7-8 feet.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
this is a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But even this year, you know, she had a best of, I think she was like 9 feet something going down to an event in as recently as July, when she just found the, you know, next gear and took off. And though she's been, my wife Jennifer, you know, works with her. They practice. We have a dock near us where they practice, and they've been working on a lot of stuff. She's had some lessons, and but something clicked, and now she wants to do it. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it was, I don't know that we're going to go on to nationals, you know, because what she did was, there's different divisions based on distance. And she was in one division, and her jump was actually into the next division. So she put herself at the bottom, or like in the middle of the next division versus the top of her division. Well,
did she qualify then for the national show with her jump?
No, it goes by different divisions in terms of the distances. So likely not.
She outjumped her division. Oh, good for her.
She jumped into a new division. Yeah. Oh. So, but you know what? This marks the end of the last season. The new season starts now. So she's got an event she's probably going to do here coming up, and so she'll start just jumping. And
this is not a winter event, or do they do it indoors as well?
It is. There's an indoor dock in Mendota Heights called the Dog Tank, and actually the owner of that is part of the national organization that put on this event. And so yes, we've already got signed up. There's a big event Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be out there all weekend jumping.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad it's indoors, because if not, they may be jumping onto ice. That wouldn't work well.
Yeah, now, this was a mobile dock this weekend, so they can literally take it and just bring it to wherever you want.
Was it a lake or a pond that they went into?
It's a pool. They set up the pool, and they set up the dock right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, yep. Interesting. All right, now, far more interesting than the Minnesota Vikings, and I know because you were in Iowa, you said did you listen on the radio, or did you not get a chance to do that?
I followed along on Twitter what was going on, and it was always fun to do it there, because you can tell when the wheels are coming off, because you see everybody, you know, complaining about Kirk Cousins and everything else. So,
you know, they came off. They came off. First of all, I would cut Ed Ingram today. The fact that they didn't do anything to get a better right guard. This guy, last year, he's tripping Cousins with his feet. Now he's knocking the ball out with swinging his left arm. It's and he also got, I mean, he was a turnstile. But I blame Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell got out-coached. How can you – now look at the overall numbers on Kirk Cousins, 344 passing yards, but 273 of that came in the first half, 71 passing yards in the second half, and Justin Jefferson, 9 for 150, 2 for 12 in the second half. Shameful that they did not get him the ball short. They didn't – I mean, you got Hockenson, you got Madison. Get the ball to these other guys too. Every pass doesn't have to be downfield, and that's the problem. They don't get it. He doesn't get it.
Right. It could be a long season. That's the thing. And yet, I still, for the life of me, I've never understood why, if they're going to put all that money and effort into Cousins, why they would never make a similar effort to build a solid offensive line in front of him, because he's been plagued by this his entire time here.
Yes, he has. And they, you know, they gave the big money to Hockenson. They got Hunter, but they don't want to spend any money on shoring up that offensive line, because the offensive, and then they lose Garrett Bradbury during the game, and they got Schlottman, who's the guy that's in there. And here's the problem coming up. All right. They got the Eagles on Thursday night. I don't know anyone. The only thing I've heard some people say is, well, you know, they never do what you expect, so they'll probably win that game. No, they won't.
No.
They won't. And, you know, and somebody said to the guy that said that, you want to bet? And he said no. So, yeah. But coming up then, they got a high-powered Chargers team coming in. And then, and, you know, 10 days later, then they got a winnable game against the Panthers. But then they got the Chiefs. And they got a winnable game in Chicago, but it's in Chicago. Then they got the 49ers, which, by the way, there are three teams, and the Vikings aren't one of them, in the NFC North that will be formidable.
Yep.
The Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Niners looked sensational yesterday. Cowboys just destroyed the New York Giants.
Yep.
Last night. Yep. So it's gonna be a long season for a lot of teams, including your Vikings. All right.
Yep.
Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS show be right back.